It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hey, welcome to Border Crossings and welcome to a Tuesday show. We're back live in the studios. We have a guest with us today. They're on the road promoting a brand new album, self-titled album, Some Kind of Wonderful, are here in our studios. So stick around. This is going to be a great show. It's Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
I've been feeling out of frame from the picture of my name to the reason of my will. I'm standing here still, 'cause I'm not alone. Oh no, the soul of me on. I go, I write another song, song, song. Be back before. On account of all these names, with the love that treats me kind, my intention defined, future so bright. You're all mine, all mine, for all time. My fire burning the night, babe. The torch in the tunnel.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We have a special guest in our studios joining us today on the program. Some Kind of Wonderful are here, and they are out promoting a brand new album. They're just starting their tour today, and the lead singer's not feeling well, yet they decided they're going to go through with this.
Oh, man, when you're in the back of a, you know, air conditioning just got me. That's what it is, because it's been so warm. We went from the south to the north, so we were in North Carolina, and then we would go to D.C., and it's completely different weather, and it just, like, threw off my whole system, I think.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're going to work through it. Thank you very much for coming in and for sticking this
out.
It's Border Crossings.
We can't miss it. I just keep
That's, you got your water. Medicated water.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
So maybe you can introduce everybody in the band.
Sure. I'm Jordy. I'm the lead singer. This is Sarah. She's backup vocals and percussion.
Aloha.
And this is Matthew Gibson. He is our guitarist. Justin Andres, he's on the ukulele right now, but he usually plays bass. And that guy over there, what's his name again?
Benjamin Shiggle.
Shiggy.
He's our drummer and producer. And Just overall, just like spiritual advisor.
And you actually started off as a solo artist. Unlike a lot of bands, you know, that had met in school and performed throughout their whole lives, you kind of actually began as a solo performer.
I did, yeah. I actually don't even know these guys.
Met them today.
I was signed to a big label, and I always thought I knew what I wanted to be and what I wanted to record and the kind of music I wanted to do. And then I kind of switched it up. Because I when I got on the label, I realized that I wasn't happy. I just wasn't happy. I needed to get away from L.A., get away from the industry, because I kind of lost myself a little bit. And then I went out to Cleveland last January. January of 13. Mm-hmm. And I met these guys, and everything's changed ever since then. And I found my musical soul in Cleveland, Ohio. With these guys.
And you refer to the sound of your band as, I think, alternative grunge soul.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain grunge and soul in the same sentence?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like I don't know, because the beauty of soul and the grunge of the music. The music is, you know, our drums are really big. Mm-hmm. Our sounds are, his guitar sound is really, it's almost violent. So it was kind of the mixture of soul and like the violence of his guitar and his drum.
He looks like a violent guy.
violent guy.
Well, we've got Some Kind of Wonderful in our studios. We're going to be talking about the new album, the tour, and all kinds of great stuff. But first, could you guys do a song for us?
For sure.
Sure.
This first song will be our first single, Reverse. It was written backwards. See if you could follow along.
She hung the phone up like, forget you, it's over. Sorry, but this is the end. I said, don't trip, it was just too hard to sleep over. See, we was just making friends. She said, then what you doing there at 4 in the morning? You told me you were at home. I started with, darling, please listen. And then I picked up my phone, yeah. I tell my story in reverse, cause it hurts. Girl, it hurts too much to bear. But I'm tantalized by their legs and long hair. But if I could do it again, I would do it again. If I could do it again, I would do it again. And if I could do it again, probably do it again. Could I get it to over? Baby.
Hey.
Ooh. I plugged my phone in as I backed out the driveway. Then I started my car. Slipped out the door after I crept through the hallway. She left it slightly ajar. My socks, my jeans, and my t-shirt. Then threw my hat on my bed. I did it quiet so that I wouldn't wake her. Woke up in another girl's bed. I tell my story in reverse, cause it hurts. Girl, it hurts too much to bear. But I'm tantalized by their legs and long hair. But if I could do it again, I would do it again. If I could do it again, I would do it again. If I could do it again, probably do it again. Could I get it to over? I told my story in reverse, cause it hurts. again. Probably do it again. Couldn't get it to over. Over. Yeah.
Sounding great.
Thanks.
I know you're not feeling well, but you guys sound great.
Thank you.
You have a great voice. Really,
thank
really.
You guys
sound
much.
Tight. Very tight. I like that song, Reverse. So I'll talk to you about, you mentioned it was written backwards, but before we get to that, congratulations on the success of the song.
Thank
it's in
so
top
much.
10 on iTunes already and
yeah, thank you.
And alternative
thank you.
Charts, and it's just doing great.
Yeah,
tearing it up, as they say.
It's been a long road, but you know, and it seems like we're brand new, but it's been a lot of work, and we're just really happy that we actually have a career now. You know,
like, and that's the first song you wrote with the band?
Yeah, the first moment we met, we wrote that song. What were you playing? Play what you were playing. I walked up, and while he's playing this, I walked up and just started singing. I had that, tell my star, I heard it in my head. I walked up and it was just, that's what was happening. Like it just came out.
We started like writing the song together, I guess, technically before we even spoke to each other. So.
Yeah, we didn't even like really talk. They were in the back of a bar in Cleveland, Ohio, but it was like a small town, like right outside of Cleveland, Ohio, called Olmsted Falls, and this little bar called Aces, these guys are in the back of the bar, and I walk over to them and start singing, and that's how we met.
Were you ready to call security? Did you think this guy comes over, starts singing while I'm playing?
You're starting trouble with
that's
us.
It. Uh-oh, we're picking a fight.
Yeah.
So you wrote it backwards.
Yeah.
How explain that? I mean, do you give the Grammy back before you? Do you write a song backwards?
It was more of like a. I the first thing that came to my mind was I tell my story in reverse because it hurts. So that was the first line. So I was like, wow, what am I gonna tell? What story am I gonna tell? Like, what am I gonna say? Like, wow, I'm gonna write a song backwards. And so I took something from my personal life. And a story, something that happened to me actually, and I kind of reversed it, so it's all the whole thing is in reverse actually, because the person that it happened to was me, but I did it as if I was the one. I switched the roles as well, so the roles are switched. The story is told in succession backwards, so it's just it's pretty nifty. It's kind
it's
of a
like
cool
a Tarantino
song.
Film.
It's pretty slick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I always try to write really slick stuff because I grew up as a rapper. I started singing like 6 years ago, so I've been a rapper my whole life, and I always try to write from like every line has to be just like sick. Like I want to write like sick lines all the time, you know, and I was thinking, man, if I wrote something backwards, I'd be real slick, you know? So, like, that's my mentality. So that's how what ended up happening. And the melody's pretty cool, so.
Was this very different from rap music? Was this hard for you to make that change?
Not really. I mean, writing is writing, you know? And I felt like I could always carry a tune a little bit. But, I mean, I was nowhere near, like, where I'm at. I'm still getting better even, you know? Because I'm just a songwriter, you know? I'm just writing is writing, you know?
What do you say you do better, the singing or the songwriting?
I don't know. I don't think about
you had to
stuff
pick
like
one.
That.
Somebody said you can only do one, Jordy.
I just love singing so much. I'd probably sing someone else's lyrics if they gave them to me.
And when you write, is it a collaborative, collective effort, or
for sure?
I guess there's a few ways we do it. Like one way is I'll like work on a demo of some music at home, then bring it to Ben's studio and he'll add his flavor, and then Jordy will grace us with his melodies and lyrics. Other times he'll like dream a melody and record it on his cell phone, and I'll wake up with like a text message with him like whispering a melody into his phone. I'll just like put it on my piano and start making some chords to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes he'll, you know, just
shine on me. We have a song called Shine On Me that's how that came out.
That's
exactly what happened. Yeah. Wow. Like literally 4 a.m. and my girlfriend's sleeping and I'm trying to like not sound like a psycho. I'm like, Shine On Me. I'm like, she's like.
I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be like a creepy song or like a beautiful
song. It was to her.
Like, why do you whisper all your words?
Some Kind of Wonderful are with us, and if you guys would do another song. That would be great.
Oh, that'd be awesome. What do you guys
Shine On Me?
Should we do Shine On Me?
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll do that song.
Singing it to the phone, just
that's
like
it.
That.
So at the beginning of the song, I kind of whisper it, whisper the chorus, because that's the conception of it.
That's right.
So that's how it was conceived. So here, you guys, you'll hear it. You live it with us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Comes like the razor.
Kind of wonderful, sounding great, and the guys are here live in our studios in DC. It's a special day today for a number of reasons, but first and foremost, you're starting a brand new tour. This is the first stop.
Yeah, we are going out with New Politics.
That's
our
great.
Buddies. They're our buddies, and we're so happy for their success, and they're happy to bring us along and help us with ours. And it's just we're buds, you know. It's pretty cool.
And it's a big tour. It's not a 6-city, 10-city. You're going on a lot of
40.
Yeah,
it's a big chunk of our life.
Kind of the whole
chunk of time.
The whole country.
Chunk of our How life. About international touring? Any plans for that as well?
Yeah, that'll be I think top of the year. We're going. We're with Capitol overseas, so they're going to take care of us. Because we haven't put anything out yet overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically just, we're just here in the States now, and then our first release is January or February of next year, of the top of the year.
Now, having been a part of, the big label world and now into your independent world, which would you say you prefer? What's the big change? You get more control over the music now?
I mean, honestly, I've just had like maybe bad luck in the label, in the big label thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's just people, really. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you get with the right people, it doesn't matter about the label, or it doesn't matter about where the money's coming from or who's pushing what. It's just about the people, And we're just with the right people right now. And
right.
People that really believe in us and see the potential and see how big we can be in the future, And I mean, they believe as much as we do in ourselves. So that's pretty.
I don't think it's like big labels are evil or good or not. I think it's, like he said, it's the people that you're with. We hear acts on both, indie or major labels that are complaining or that are totally happy and excited. So
Is this the first album for Some Kind of Wonderful?
Yeah.
This is the debut album.
Mm-hmm. Yes, debut album.
So it's got to be kind of scary because, it's tough these days in the album world.
I know. If we had done it all over again, we probably wouldn't have put the album out again. We would have put out like single after single with video and like all that stuff. But the album itself is a story. It's a body of work that actually is a story. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a, almost a, it's almost like a biblical story because there's each song in succession tells a story. And so it opens up with Cornbread all the way down to Burn, which is like, I find salvation basically. If you listen to the album, that's why we wanted to put out an album, because it was actually like a story. It wasn't just like a bunch of songs on a CD, you know what I mean?
That's very unique these days. You know, everybody just comes out with love songs.
Yeah, it's just like one after the other.
You mean to tell me that kids aren't buying full-length albums and listening to them start to finish anymore? What?
The guys in Some Kind of Wonderful are with us. If people want to go online and get the new album, and I'm sure they do, where would they go?
They would go to iTunes, or they would go to Google Play, or they would go...
to somekindofwonderful.com if they feel crazy.
If they want to follow us on Twitter, it's @somekindofwonder. If they want to follow us on Instagram, it's also Some Kind of Wonder. And
we're also on Facebook.
On Facebook, it's Some Kind of Wonderful.
We're everywhere.
Snapchat.
Oh, our Snapchat's going. Our Snapchat's going off right now. We're hilarious on Snapchat.
Read where the photos that people were putting up got hacked, and they're going to get reposted. Yeah. So people have to be careful, because they thought they were putting up photos for however. How long is Snapchat? It's like a couple minutes.
It's like a whole day. You can look at something once, and then you can only look at it one more time, and then it's gone forever.
Well,
yeah.
It's coming back. Well, whatever photos people put on.
I mean, people could screenshot.
Right.
You could just do a screenshot and then just keep
it forever.
Ridiculous.
So. Well, I love your sound.
Thanks so much.
Really, congratulations on all the success. It's got to feel great, you know. First single, first album as a band, doing so well. Well received.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, very exciting time.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's exciting for us to have you here. Before you go, you also have a webisode, an ongoing webisode adventure that
he's the star of it. He's actually the mascot of the band. I just sing the songs.
It's called Road to Radio. So we've just been going around to radio stations while we've been on tour and videotaping it, adding some B-roll shenanigans, if you will.
We drove to Burlington, Vermont. And he never drives. He's not allowed to drive. He's not allowed to drive.
No,
we don't let him drive anymore. I didn't want you driving. I wasn't there.
And then you hit a tree or something.
Literally within like 5 seconds, I hit one of those like yellow parking posts.
Yeah, because he tries to cut
white
it.
Van.
The van's right here. Say I'm the van. The pole's right here, and you're talking about a 15 passenger van. He tries to cut it from like. He doesn't even back up and try to. Yeah. No, he didn't try to maneuver it at all. He was like, let's go to Taco Bell.
I mean, I figured the van's so big, the pole's so small, it should move for us.
Sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. You do a lot of crazy stuff. People don't know about this stuff. You know, the average fan, they may know you because they follow you, you know, on your Twitter and Facebook, but most of the people out there don't know the kind of crazy stuff and trouble that bands get into.
Yeah, I know. That's actually what's kind of cool about the internet. Like, yeah, the internet is like kind of. I mean, people can just download stuff for free and all this stuff. But, like, the cool thing is that, like, on a daily basis, your fans can check in with you. They can, you know, go online. It's really personable. We talk to all our fans, you know. Mm-hmm. There's not one, like, question that a fan has ever asked that one of us didn't answer. Like, on our Twitter, on our Instagram, we love our fans, you know. It's like, without them, we're playing with ourselves pretty much, you know.
Well, the internet has been great for people in the music business.
For sure.
I need to tell you guys that. The internet's very, very helpful to have these days.
Yes.
So
yes, sir.
Congratulations on all the success. We're gonna ask you to do another song.
Oh, for sure.
Thanks, Larry.
What do we want to do?
Don't matter to me.
Let's do Amaretto.
Okay.
That's relaxing.
Cool. Okay. All right, Some Kind of Wonderful.
I know you meet a lot of jerks, babe. It's common in your line of work, babe. The way your body move, I'm stir crazy. I'll throw some tide for your work. Maybe I could be the one you see hiding behind the tree. Be on your freeze, high for your soul. Guess you'll never know. Amaretto, 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 amaretto.
dollars in your skirt, mommy. The wear and tear of the world on you. I hate to see a pretty girl somber. I see the hurt up in your smirk, and I know it seems all your dreams gone by down the stream. Beyond the freeze, you just never know who will fight for your soul. Round and round you go, around you go. Your life ends up, nobody knows. So just watch the show.
Kind of wonderful.
Thank you.
You guys sound great.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you so much.
Again, the website if people want to get the album or check you out.
Yeah, just go on iTunes and search Some Kind of Wonderful.
Google.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
One word.
Easy enough. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Congratulations.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a live studio audience.
It's easy to see why. I mean, your fan base is growing by millions today, hopefully.
And
hopefully you will go on tour internationally because I know they'd love to see you. This is a great sound. You guys have a great sound.
Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. Some Kind of Wonderful, our guest today on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thanks.
Take me where my pain. cause you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop, we know that ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing. I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
Crossings, all about that bass. Forget the trouble. Meghan Trainor has plenty of bass for everyone. And the song's been number one for 5 weeks now. So congratulations to Meghan Trainor on that terrific feat. She's out of Massachusetts, been a songwriter for years. And that's a request for Rose in Kuwait here on Border Crossings. And I also want to say hello to Joseph, to Lila May, to Hannah Lee, Ramatulai, John Gary, to A Honey, to Edwina, Ben, and Saidu. Everybody listening on Facebook, checking in on Facebook, thank you very much for tuning into the show and letting us know that you're with us again. Thanks to Some Kind of Wonderful. Enjoyed meeting those guys and gal and had a great time listening to their music. And here's a special announcement that didn't occur to me until I read it from Ivan, who's been a longtime listener to the show. Yesterday, we weren't here. We Charlie XCX and the song. We were celebrating a holiday. But yesterday marked the 18th anniversary of Border Crossings, October 13th, 1996. This show is 18 years young as of yesterday. So happy birthday to Border Crossings. Happy birthday to all of our listeners who've been with us the entire way. I've only been a part of the show for a number of years, not 18. It was started by Judy and then Ray had it. And then I took it over about 12 years ago. But it's been a great ride and a lot of fun, and here's to another 18. You know, so thank you, everybody, for all your support and love here on Border Crossings. All right, phone lines are open if you'd like to join us, 202-619-2077. That's what you'll call to make a request or dedication on Border Crossings, 202-619-2077. You can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And here is a request off Facebook, Simona Patrick. wrote us on Facebook and asked us to play this song from Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
And I will always love you.
Nothing like
the Bee Gees. Ah, we've all been there, haven't we? Love so right. How could it be so right but turn out so wrong? I'm sure you've asked that question a time or two. I'm Larry London. Gil in Zimbabwe requested that Bee Gees song on Border Crossings. The Bee Gees name was in the news recently. Why? Because an undiscovered Robin Gibb album resurfaced, and it was released, and it's called Isle of Man. So there you go. If you're a Gibb brother fan, Bee Gees, then you might want to check out Robin Gibb's Isle of Man. Of course, Robin unfortunately passed away, but left us with a lot of music. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Thanks for joining us. Tuesday's underway, and it's great to be back to work after the long holiday weekend. We appreciated the break. On Monday, you had a chance to hear Charlie XCX, who announced the American Music Award nominees yesterday morning. And Iggy Azalea leads the American Music Award nominations with 6. And there's a whole bunch of other folks who are well-deserving that are also going to be at the show. All right, here's a request for Titius. Titius in Nigeria. This is Keith Whitley, When You Say Nothing at All.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me. Say nothing at all. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never shared. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wind of silence. The people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Border Crossings, one of the great duos in music history, Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence, a request from a jock, a tech, a sick who is listening to the show. And we're glad you're with us here on Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to Moses, who wrote in on Facebook to say happy 18th anniversary from Kampala, where we listen. And check you out on DSTV, channel 853. So, Moses, thank you for listening to us on your television, channel 853. Tommy Thomas in Freetown is listening, made a request, maybe a new listener. He thought I'd put it on today, but it takes 3 to 5 days to get a request played on the show. So, Tommy, be patient. We will play your song, but it does take 3 to 5 days for us to be able to fit it on. And so thank you, everybody, for listening to Border Crossings. Don't forget, coming up October 27th, we start our Now 52 CD giveaway, which features Jessie J, Meghan Trainor, Enrique Iglesias, Nicki Minaj, Iggy Azalea, Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, Pitbull, One Republic, and many others. That's on October 27th. We'll do that for 4 weeks up until the Thanksgiving holiday. So thank you for listening to Border Crossings. We're back with requests again tomorrow at 1500 Universal. And I thank Rashad, our engineer today, Mary and Vince for putting the show together. And also, I want to thank Some Kind of Wonderful for coming in and joining us. And as I mentioned last week, this Thursday, we are going to have on the show Frankie Valli. You know, this guy, he's a legend. He's an icon. And I'm particularly excited to have Frankie Valli in the studio. He inspired a Broadway musical and a film and has had many number one hits. So that'll be this Thursday, Frankie Valli joining us on Border Crossings. All right, have a great night, and we'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. Border Crossings right here on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Get on down. What you want?
you know what we need?